well to Robert and Isabel Finlay, and we're glad to have you here. And we'll be hearing from Robert. He'll be ministering for us. We're grateful that you've taken, you're able to come along tonight, Robert, and share with us. Look forward to your ministry. So let's begin. Let's hear the word of God first of all. This is from the Proverbs. Now, how many chapters are there in Proverbs? There's 31. And I thought I would start my devotions this year because there's 31 days in January, 31 Proverbs. So I thought, well, why not read the Proverbs? And I read them for a while. So I've been going through the Proverbs, one chapter a day for this month. So here's for Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them round your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Know your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. Amen. Let's stand and sing. We're opening hymn this evening. It is a popular favourite. It's 1011. It's one that we know well. What a day that will be when my Saviour I shall see. So let's rise and sing it together. 1011. Shall come. For that happy golden show, for to be upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that shall be. When the trial begins to start, we shall then be heaven bound. I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious. continue to worship the Lord as we pray this evening. Let's pray together. God and Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence this evening. Thank you for what we've been singing of, the blessed hope and the great promise that we have of that glorious day when our Saviour will come once again, when the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Thank you for the great, wonderful truths. Here we have no continuing city, we're looking for the city which is to come, and help us to live our lives in the light of Christ's coming. Thank you for all you've done for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the many blessings and your goodness to us, and the many good things you do for us, Lord. So much we take for granted, we pray you'll forgive us for doing so, Lord. Help us to look up to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Thank you for sending Jesus, the only Saviour of mankind. Thank you he came to this world, a world that turned its back on you. He came to that which was his own, but his own received him not. And yet he who knew no sin, he lived a perfect life, but he became sin. He died for sinners at the cross at Calvary. And he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. And he died that we might live. And he has risen from the dead. He's defeated sin, death, and the devil. And he's risen from the dead. He's alive forevermore, seated at your right hand. We worship and we adore you this evening, Heavenly Father. Thank you for so great salvation in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word as well, which you've given us, and thank you. You don't leave yourself without a witness. You've given us your word, and thank you for your Son. You've revealed yourself to mankind, and Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done for us. The heavens declare the glory of God. We thank you. Your word makes us wise into salvation, shows us how to live as Christians. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've revealed yourself most perfectly to mankind in and through the person of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse us of our sin and bless our meeting here tonight. Be with those who are preaching your word. Be with Robert here. In other places, Heavenly Father, where the word's being preached. We remember Albert tonight while he's out at the meeting at Bodham. Pray you to bless his ministry over there, we pray. And we ask Heavenly Father, wherever the word's preached throughout this town, community, and indeed throughout our nation, we do pray for the salvation of the lost. We pray for the strengthening of your church. We pray for the blessing of your people. And ultimately, we pray for the glory of your name. Bless our time together here this evening. We pray you'd come and meet with us. We pray for those who are laid aside or not able to be here tonight for whatever reason. We pray that they'll know your presence and your love and your care for them at this time. So, Heavenly Father, continue to help us in our worship and speak to us this evening in our meeting. We pray and we ask all these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Let's sing a second hymn now. It's 678, and of course it's up on the screen. 678. Who can cheer the heart of Jesus by his presence, all divine? Of course the chorus says, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. Let's rise and sing together. Oh, One or two announcements for this evening before we go on. So we're grateful again to Robert for coming to minister with us this evening. So of course, Robbie is off on sabbatical leave, January to March. So look forward to Robert's ministry in a few moments. Do keep up to date with what's going on in the fellowship. There's a few things on this week. Coffee and Mess starts back tomorrow. And Wednesday evening at 6:30, there's a midweek meeting with Noel McClintock. I have to say it was a very encouraging attendance last Wednesday, and very good ministry as well. He's started to go through the life of Elijah. So do come along. It's the second out of three meetings that you'll be taking. Do come along and join us Wednesday at 7:30 for the second study of Elijah from Noel McClintock. And even if you don't normally go, you're most welcome to join us for the meeting. Now, next weekend, there's a couple of meetings on. There is a Faith Mission rally in the Bethesda at 7:30. So that's Saturday the 19th, 7:30 in the Bethesda. And you can there's posters and flyers on the go at the moment if you want more information. It'll be followed up by a prayer meeting actually on Monday evening on the 21st over at Jim and Margaret's house. And then also next weekend, Robbie is taking the meetings up in Bucky for the Keswick Winter Convention. So that's on Friday, Saturday, and then he has the Sunday meetings. Now, you're not allowed to go on the Sunday meetings, obviously, but if you're interested in going on the Friday or the Saturday, do contact Gary, either speak to him tonight or I'll give him a phone during the week, and if there's enough interest we can maybe take the church minibus up to leaving from here Friday and Saturday at 6:00 and we can go up and support the pastor there. So if you're interested in going to the Keswick Winter Convention, the details are on the notice board, then do talk to Gary or get in touch with him during the week. So that's Friday and Saturday next week. Now, next Sunday, God willing, the speakers, Mark Donaldson from the Peterhead Baptist Church in the morning, and then Paul Innes in the evening. And just one more announcement, of course, that is tea after the Sunday evening service tonight. So if you're free, do please stay behind. You're most welcome to join us for a cup of tea after the service. Right, there's quite a lot there, so these are all the announcements that I think I need to make. Do remember, of course, to pray for Graham Mayer, and you'll see the posters and things going about as well, but do remember our anniversary, that's in 2 weeks' time, Saturday evening, and the Sunday services. Right, I think these are all the announcements that I need to make. There's quite a lot to get through this evening, so let's sing a hymn. You've listened to me going on long enough now. 688 in our hymn books. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, it's a great assurance that it is well with my soul. Let's rise and sing. As I said, it's great to have Robert with us tonight, so now we're going to hand over to Robert. He's going to bring God's word to us.
Yeah. This is old, isn't it? Must be growing all I'm needing to make. Just late here. Great privilege to be with you, Anacht. Wonderful honour. We're saying, great is your faithfulness. And I was coming in here, I've been thinking about this the last filly, since got a great honour of coming and sharing with you, Anacht. Kind of believed, rueful belief, like it's nearly 70 years since the first time I come into Baptist Church, Sunday school. Wonderful. For wonderful Sunday school teachers, but something solid into seven young boys' lives. And the reason I'm here in Acht, because the seed was sown here in the Baptist Church for Tippy Stephen, Andy Anderson, and then Joyce Morris, Joyce Stephen at that time, Joyce Morris. For I heard that I needed the Lord Jesus loving and gave himself for. And then at 17 year old, and Grattan Place and Rob Fairney, pastor of AOG, and he helped at his bedside and was led to the Lord. But I also mind sitting in the second row being there when folk was getting baptised. And some, I mean, I don't know what do you mind if I had last week my dinner kind of thing. Something stick with you. And I says, right on. And I said, watching men and women getting baptised and said to myself, great. 60 year old, if I'm 60, it'll be fine for me. But I'm so glad that God had other plans. He didn't wait till I was 60, 17 year old. He says, the Holy Spirit convicting me of my sin, as I said, through wonderful, faithful Sunday school teachers in this church. Mind Joan Noble and all, you'll mind us in Christian. Oh, well, Ruth and all, she's just a girl. We're feeding on the living bread and drinking at the fountainhead. And whoso drinketh, Jesus said, shall never thirst again. And then the coins come along, we what, never thirst again. And those guys bawling their heads off. No, never thirst again. I want to tell you something, it's truth. Once you taste Jesus, once you come into this glorious relationship with a living Christ, nothing else matters. I mean, no matter what you're drinking at, you're drinking at broken cisterns. Because Christ is life. He's the bread of life, he's the water of life. He is our life. And I thank you very much for a really honour tonight for it all started, dear me. 70 years ago. Oh, I'm still a boy. Well, Ryan says that. No. A phone call last night for a certain gentleman, morning, the director of Aerotech. He turns and says, what time's the meeting tomorrow's next? I saw it's cancelled. I says, oh, he says, another forecast. Well, this is not great. So I'm going to tell her at least. I've got my 12 boy guards with an extra eye and then bully. Great friends. It's wonderful when God gives you friends that die sticks with you. And I really appreciate 12 guys coming in Acht and being with us. Dinner can't how much I think of you. I'm a kind of guy that minds for folk this for, never forget. Wonderful people help us along the way. And I had a great start as a young Christian in Power and the Toolies at that time, Sunday school, all like the Bulgar. He used to come in every Monday morning and say, Robert, come here and see us. And I used to go over into his toolbox and he opened, he took to go to his Bible and he said, that's what he was speaking about. And he just fed little things in. It helped me in my growth all the way. And if I was only Bible studies ahead and sheets was teen off, and I used to get my share of sheets as well. And the other thing he put into my head, now he makes sure you read the word. Get the word in prayer, but also books. Okay, Alec. And that just kept me all the way. And I enjoy reading books. And God has been so good. Right. Thanks again. Great honor. Two verses for you in Acht. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wonderful. That's the gospel in a nutshell. Wonderful, wonderful verse. And then in Romans 6:23, it says, the gift of God is eternal, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Two tremendous verses. In Acht, my thoughts have been directed the perfect gift. I want to speak in Acht about the perfect gift. We've just come out of the season for being given and receiving. And being in some of the shops with Isabel, seeing things advertised in the television as well, advertised as a perfect gift. And if I buy a gift that my friends and my loved ones are beginning something tall, then the effect it would have on life would be life-changing. It would be such a help to them, it, in so many words, their life would never be the same. And I says, whoa. But for that, never noticed, was only lifetime guarantees. So, really, from the speaker with perfect, perfect means faultless. Now, that's some claim to hear in a product. Faultless. But then, Kenan, it's coming in the time, for that the time renewed for the product to be only used again, it was going to be consigned to the bucket, to the wheelie bin. But the perfect gift, a night, is perfect. You see, Jesus Christ, is the perfect gift is neither an item or an article. The perfect gift is the most wonderful person that ever lived. The most glorious, amazing person. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father. No one can compare with him. He's no rivals, he's no equals. Jesus, the wonderful, wonderful Son of the Living God. And the beautiful thing is real. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. There's no end to it. And hallelujah, tonight he wants you and me to share in that kingdom. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. And I'm so excited about it. To Cain, after us, Jesus says here, Jesus is your only hope. He is. I mean, coming here for the school, I'd be about 8, 9 years old, and strung across Cross Street for Maitland's is new and the gift boutique. I'll see Andrew and Julie after for a no, when I'm here. The gift, there's a banner. Christ is the answer. It hasn't changed. Christ is the answer. Christ will always be the answer. And fit about you tonight. God, who loved us and gave his perfect Son to die for us, his precious blood freely shed for us. And this is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and he sent his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Scripture says that as in Adam, all men die, but it doesn't stop you. If that was for the scripture stopped that, we would have no hope. But it says, as in Jesus Christ, all shall be made alive. So the question tonight, are you alive? Of course, I'm alive, I'm sitting here, I'm not breathing. No, you're living. There's a difference. The only way you become alive is by repenting of your sin and accepting this wonderful, perfect gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when you become alive. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. But when I see with God, he doesn't stop. He doesn't have any half measures with God. But he says, life more abundant. Something exciting. Something that's really thrilling. There's something in Acts, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. It does. There's nothing to compare. I mean, some guys get excited about Fidman. I get excited, didn't I get excited about it. Some folk did, huh? Get excited about it. But I didn't get too excited. Yeah, I get excited about Jesus. For Jesus being in folks' life, and for Jesus can be in my life. So, so exciting. You see, are you alive in it? Have you repented of your sin? That's something I didn't hear an awful lot of. Repentance. It's a case of put up your hand and I said, no, it's nay. It's nay. That's nay for it's about. Scripture says you repent. Then you repent of your sin. You're sorry for your sin. You've no intention of going back to it. That's what repentance is. I mean, this last year, being the gospel service, there were three speakers. And I'm no knocking, please. I'm no knocking. Only God sits on high, as regards judging. And the lad comes to us after, hey Robert, three speakers a night. I says, aye, all right, one problem. He says, fit no like. I says, I didn't hear anybody speaking about repentance. We repent of our sin. We're sorry for our sin. This is the reality of it. And I want to tell you something else next. No, as I've been looking at things, hell has come up an awful lot. And I started to think about hell. I pick up a paper and it tells me this guy has been to hell and back. No, once you're in hell, you didn't come back to hell. I've heard speakers turning around saying, in a situation they found themselves in, all hell broke loose. It didn't. You've been in difficult times, but hell is a terrible place. And more I think about it, I have a lot of friends, of relations that didn't ken, have never accepted this wonderful gift. And hell is a reality, and it concerns me, really does. Michaela Nicol was just about 12 years old, and God took her home. And I saw the sunshine of her, wonderful little lady. Oh, Robert! All right, Joe. But God took her home, and Moira and David said, look, I want you to preach the gospel. I said, mere able men and me, Moira. No. So I preached the gospel. I preached the full gospel. That means hell. And any young lads come in who was sitting here with day, and he says, hey, Rob, a bit brutal a day. I can't think of what's coming right away. I says, fit you what in like fairy stories? I mean, Jesus, if you're just believing in heaven and nae hell, you're saying that Jesus only told half the truth. I'm not hiding from you next. I'm not trying to fear you. But it's a fact. It's something that's to be avoided. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible place. But you see, a perfect gift in that can come alive. I mean, I have total security in that. My total, complete salvation, full salvation in Jesus Christ. And something else, I have satisfaction. 17 and all, I was chasing the bright lights. But the brightest light of all outshone every bright light that I was chasing. And there was a lot of bright lights. I said, great things happen in the world, there's enjoyment, sure. But the enjoyment is near lasting. And you have a place in your heart tonight, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, there's a place in your heart that only God can fill, because God made you and He made a place for Him. For his cell, to come in and to give you life. I mean, I'm having a fantastic life. I mean, coming to know Jesus as your Savior, it's not a case of getting saved and oh, you're boring, this is all for us. No, I've never been bored yet. This is so exciting. God leads you in an adventure. That right, Isabel? We've been a terrific adventure over the years. Been some rare scrapes and all. Oops. Mine, the youth choir. Priscilla, I mean, I would have never been a youth choir. Been a youth choir, and the thing about it, I can't read a note of music. God says, "Whoa, no, it's all right, Robert. Leave to me." Priscilla played all in beer. She was amazing. And so I was through here, and conducting the choir, being in the kirk again. And this would be, my horns is all going, bang, crush my knuckles against the thing. Was the marriage the other night, playing, singing a marriage, and this lassie come by, and she was real close. You believe in flying saucer, I believe in the myth of that night, because I think it's slain. But hey, me and we go on with. Again, this is fit as a boot. Again, when I got saved, I was going to be the second Billy Graham. But God says, no, Robert. No, didn't think that, Robert. Again, stay cool. Yeah, no, you just be Robert. Again, and thank God for that. That I'm just me. Fit you see is fit you get. And we was going to revolutionize the brook. Open airs was the thing for us. So Ian Strachan and Daddy Nibble at that time, I mean, we were the kind of guys that was going to revolutionize things. So we get to the leadership of the church and says, right, we're wanting a portable organ for open airs. The whole guy just looking. And I said, oh, leastways. So that's actually a good block. But, right, boys, we didn't think you need a portable organ. So that's been really clever and super spiritual. I said, you realize how much folk you put in the hill and that? We need to give us a portable organ for our open ears. Oops. Yeah. Better engage your brain before you open your mouth sometimes, like, yeah. Oh dear. But we had a lot of wonderful times. It's still the same. I mean, but I'll tell you, the best is yet to come. And Ruth's still a girl, Christian, me, yeah. Just a boy. Age. It doesn't matter. That matters is following Jesus. You see, a father can be a perfect gift and must be a perfect giver. Hallelujah. Who gives the perfect gift? The Lord God Almighty. God spoke the word. And as I saw it, probe, I didn't watch it enough on TV, but I was seeing the news, and here was America, as this probe had been on the go for 13 years. Going to walk and past this. And I want to discover the origin of man. I says, oh boy, she said, give us a phone call. I tell you, Genesis 1. I saved a fortune. Yeah. 13 years to claim the origin of man. It's in here. God the creator. God the great creator. God that loves me so much and loves you so much enough that he gave his son to die for you. What more could you want? What more could you want tonight? You see, here's the creator of the universe, the mighty one who rules the universe. Yet he takes time to love and care for us. Then, brother, sister, and I realize, fit we are in God, fit we have in God. I didn't need anything else. I mean, I say, no, and obviously, a lot of this is running about, oh, Jesus plus. No, I didn't need any more in Jesus. I have total satisfaction in Jesus. Sure, I enjoy sport. Sure, I enjoy different things, but it's Jesus first. I mean, it's not a case of Jesus plus, oh, well, if Jesus is all that, Jesus is so good, I need to chase the same rainbows of the world. You don't need it. We have Christ. You can, you see, here's God tonight. You realize in that, brother and sister, that God delights more in you in that than if we delight in him. Wow. Yeah. The creator of the universe thinks you're absolutely wonderful. It just blows you off when you think about it. Again, let's love him we were hail being tonight. Let's worship and bow down before the Lord and Maker. You see, to me, worship is a lifestyle. I hear folks saying, right, let's hear a time of worship. Sorry, I'm 3 hours ahead of you. But it seems as I put my feet in the ground in the morning, I say, right, Lord, you and me, if it's happening today, live a life of worship. Worship is a lifestyle. Singing chorus and that's great. I ain't got a problem. I'm singing for years, laden for years, and sometimes misleading for years. But apart from that, it's a lifestyle. As soon as you put your feet in the ground in the morning, we serve God. Who I treat this world? Who I treat you in? Who I treat the guys I work with? Who I treat folk when I get in the shop, being nice, being kind? This is our worship. Showing forth Jesus. And this is the only time you're allowed to be a show-off. Show forth his praise. And I sent the bully yesterday. I said, a man is wrapped up in a sail, or even a woman is wrapped up in a sail, marks off a small packages, do it. Let's get wrapped up in God. Wow. Beautiful. You see, God demonstrates, shows, proves his love for us, and it's while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not only died, but Jesus rose again. Whoa. The stone was rolled away to let Jesus out. Didn't speak a lot of nonsense. Stone was rolled away to let an unbelieving world in to see that he had risen. He's alive tonight. This is the reality of it. Hallelujah. Death, hell, and the grave has been conquered. You see, God was in Christ reconciling the world. He brought us back to be brought back to be like Jesus. God is love. Love is God. Not love he was, not love he will be, but he is and always was and always will be. God is love. And tonight, perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in God. We fear God. We have to fear God. Scripture, Andrew in his Proverbs again, wonderful book. Proverbs says that the fear of God's the beginning of wisdom. So what does that mean? It means if you didn't fear God, you're not wise. Simple as that. We fear God. But more than that, didn't just fear God, I revere God, reverence. And there's not just a great Lord gone about. I revere God. I bow and my knees in humble adoration and praise and reverence to the holy, holy God. How wonderful, how glorious he is. You see, God loves people. You look and see the people in their sin. Okay, we get druggies, we get folk down and outs, alcohol, different folk, and different addictions, and it's just so sad, I grieve. But then we forget, as the up and outs, as them is sitting and I'm there crying, folk me money, no, nay one little bit. But we seem to forget, as real, if there's up and outs, it needs to come to know Jesus, as real as addicts. See, addicts are not addicted to drug, alcohol, if I'm saying. But then, in so many ways, up and outs can be addicted to the material things. And the material God of this world blinds eyes. But Jesus opens blinded eyes. Hallelujah. You can imagine God, we Adam, when Adam failed. You see, when Adam stood, was stood. But when Adam failed, every one of us failed. Our creation failed. All the folk that was going to be born were born in sin and shaped in iniquities. Now we have a lot of bairns comes in assembly. New born and beautiful. But yet they're born in sin. Sin. But you see, tonight, God loves you and me so much. You see, man's relationship with God was broken. And for as I'm saying, for they know of ye, was born in sin. But God being love didn't stop loving Adam. He didn't stop loving you and me. Oh no, that's not the God we're serving tonight. God is love, and how much he loves you tonight. Wonderful. And then through Jesus' sacrificial death, Adam broke the relationship with God. A great gulf was fixed, but Jesus bridged a gulf for you and me tonight. You see, God, the extent of God's love tonight is, it rather than give up in you and me, which he had every right to, he gave up Jesus to die for. Wonderful, wonderful tonight. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my God, would die for me? You see, people would give their lives for the sovereign, for the queen. Folk with time of war, folk of war, fighting for their country, their queen and country. But you see, here we have the sovereign God of the universe dying for us. How much he loves, how much he cares. A wonderful, wonderful God, the sovereign of the universe, King of Kings, giving up his life for you and me. Who privileged we are tonight. Who can we help but love him tonight? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? The perfect gift. Wow. You shall call his name Jesus. It sounds so good. Jesus. What a beautiful name. Captured my soul, my stronghold. Frees me for shame. Oh, no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. Every knee bowing, every tongue confessing. Oh, let's bow a knee tonight in humble praise and adoration. You see, usually we get gifts at Christmas that come beautifully wrapped. Then I take it on him to and from with a gift card. Really nice. But our perfect gift in that comes with a card. It's written in red. Written on his own, by his own blood. Too visible. Freely given. I gave my life for you. To Christian, I gave my life for you. If you want here tonight, your name is on that gift card, written in the blood of Jesus. I bring you tonight a bloodstained gift. I bring you tonight, the King, nay, we are sovereign, we nay, we are royal crown in his head, but we are crown of thorns. I bring you tonight a Saviour hanging on a tree, nails in his hands, his feet, his side, bleeding for you and me. The perfect gift was marred more than any man. But you see, tonight, it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. No, no. It was his love for Norma. It was his love for you and me. That's what nailed Jesus. No greater love, no greater sacrifice. See, Pilate couldn't have found any fault in him. Who could you find fault in a person that's faultless? See, Pilate was a coward. Pilate was feared for what folk would say. I hope you're in that state tonight. If you come to know Jesus as your Savior tonight, don't worry what folk would say. Worry about what Jesus says, who loves you so, so much. You see, the soldiers nailed him to the cross. Guilty. That's what the soldiers nailing our wonderful Savior at the cross. But didn't get on about the soldiers. I did it. And better still, say to you, it was your sin and iniquity that nailed Jesus to the cross. And it was his love for us that held him to the cross. Mark no mistake about it. You claim, I should have been crucified, I should have suffered and died, I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took our place. Wow. That's near the end of it. Hear the most wonderful words ever written. Father, kill them. Deal with all of them. Look for they've done to me. No, no, no. Father, forgive. Hallelujah. Forgiven. Nothing held against. What a Saviour. Forgiven tonight. Hear the cry. It is finished. Yes. Nay, I am finished. No, no. When he said it was finished, it was just the beginning for you and me. We had new life. We had a future, a glorious future. You see, there was a why back to God. Jesus was the only why. Why? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Again, no man can come to the Father but through Jesus. You see, the wonder of the cross tonight is not the blood, but whose blood and to what purpose? To restore, renew, revive man's relationship with Father. To enjoy again, to feel the warmth of his love. And as I want to say, if you get off my line, Adam broke the covenant. Can you imagine Father's heart? Who are you looking for at the going doing together and hearing news with Adam and communing with him? Yet, he broke it. See, tonight God wants to care you. And God wants you to know him better. I mean, I've been on the road for 57 years. Again. And as I was sitting reading, it just got me, Lord, I want to grow in grace and the knowledge of you. Again. You're never too old to grow in grace and the knowledge of God. That's a secret. We die daily. Again. You see, there's power tonight in the blood. Cleansing, healing, in the blood of Jesus. It'll never lose its power. It can never lose its power. But tonight, you have a choice to make. You see, God in his graciousness has been so gracious, has given the freedom to make our own choices in life. But we're not free to choose the consequences of the choice we make. I didn't care your situation tonight. I've come with a gospel message. Pretty well missed the gospel. Tonight, you have a choice to make. You can walk out of this door and say to the Lord, Hey, thank you, but no thanks. Or you can yield your life to him tonight. Say, yes, Lord. You see, are you willing to accept the wages tonight? Out of darkness, lost, without hope. You ain't got a future without God. You ain't got a hope. Again, we have a glorious future again, again, Jesus. I mean, I said I've chopped the rest of the last day. I mean, I'm going to the cemetery every week. Just do it to pay my respects. I can't, there's nothing here, because they're all about him. You can. Hey, there's a future. Heaven. We go. Absent. Near here only me. It's had a wonderful, wonderful time. And as I stand and just thank God for all the people that are going to run about, I look, and there's a photograph of a young lad. 18 years, to come up 18. Isabel was his auntie years, and I was his uncle Rob. Honored. And I just look as I come along, I just imagine, you see, like a smile coming across his face. Oh, you're having a better time than me. He's getting disappointed that the man wants to die, and after death, a judgment. See, death is not an option, death is an appointment. I take you back, 20 or 30 years. Dual works, power jocks. We had a labourer, just a top of a guy. The Thursday afternoon, any guy shouted, "Give us a lift." So I gave him a lift, and I turned around. Uh-oh. There was George, just sitting against the wall, and there woman. I ran, I shook him. I said, "George, there's no life." I said, "Robert," I said, "George is dead." Flee the boy. So I flew for the, I run as fast as I could. You got hold of first aid, boys. Oh, get the football letter. Come back, try dying. Just look at it. Lovely, lovely man. I couldn't get my head round. I come in the road, I didn't even care. I forgot a phone number. That's how short time is. I mean, life is short, death is sure. Send the course with Christ to cure. Right, I'll move on. It's a personal gift. You see, it can only be received by you, because your name's on it. Sometimes we have the privilege of bringing together in parcels to the, our neighbours, lovely people by the side. We have got it spelled. But I sign my name on the ticket. But when it comes to accepting Jesus Christ tonight, I can't sign my name for you. Oh no. You sign that you accept it by your heart. You give your heart to Jesus tonight. Again, whosoever tonight means you, if you're willing to accept. You see, you may be here tonight, you're saying, oh, you feel unloved, unwanted, nobody cares. But you look tonight, the price, Father God, puts in you. You're beyond value. God was willing to give Jesus for you, to bring him, to bring us back to himself. You can. As Nino's worthy, but Jesus thought that it was worth it. Think about it now. I'm not worthy, come on. You're not worthy either. But Jesus says, right, no, I cannot. But I think you're worth it. And if Jesus thinks you're worth it, you're worth more than any value, only thing in this world, to God. You are so, so important to God tonight. He loves you so much. I mean, God couldn't even look in Jesus when he was on the cross, bearing with sins. You imagine your father turning his back on you. But yet, God loved us so much. See, true love never counts a cost. And we are alive through Jesus Christ tonight, accepting his wonderful offer of salvation. Accept tonight that you're a sinner, because of our sin, it comes short of God's glory. Realize tonight that if you abide in your sin, the penalty is death. Come and accept tonight, because as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That was the verse I quit 57 years ago. Again, repentance, as I've said already, forsaking your sin. But I'll give you a beautiful quote for repentance. Listen to this. This is just really, wow. Repentance is the flight home that leads to joyful celebration. It opens the way to a relationship restored. Wow. Flight home. Relationship restored. No longer a slave to sin, but now a child of God. Hey, you come as you are tonight. And if you accept Jesus as your Savior tonight, you might say, oh, I'm just going to be myself. No, no. God never leaves nothing half done. See, God, immediately we accept Jesus as our Savior, we have a Holy Spirit. God gives us the Holy Spirit to live within us. But there's the Holy Spirit do? Holy Spirit leads you, engages you in our truth. But you've got to ask Him. I mean, things I do in the morning before I go, I say, Lord, ask the Holy Spirit. Well, look, I need your help today. Every day. I can't have money during my end. Plus, the wonderful promises in this glorious book. You forsake or you leave, never will I. I didn't read adverse frontwise. It's far better backwise. You forsake or you leave, never will I. You didn't get a better promise than that. Then I'll just glitter on, just about finished. Precious gift unto you who believe. He is precious. Precious. You're treasured enough. You're loved enough. Wow. What a wonderful God. I treasure most in my life is my relationship with a living God. Nothing can compare with it. Enjoy spending time with Him. Enjoy hearing Him tell Him how much He loves me. Reading about how much He loves me. But I want to tell you something tonight. I better read it because I'm going to be a mere forgetful. You see, we accept God's wonderful offer of salvation in act. Again, God wants to see the image of Jesus being revealed in us. You see, we are receiving Jesus as our Savior. We now become God's love gift to Jesus. And God gave Jesus to be as a gift for God. And then we become God's love gift to Jesus. And I said to Israel, think of that. Oh, great. You think of something else. I said, right, okay. He says, we become God's love gift to the world to tell others. That's your duty. You're God's love gift tonight. Wait a minute. That's nothing compares with. Again. So for the boot of the night, are you going to turn around and say, well, Lord, thank you for the gift, but no thanks? You see, to reject the gift tonight is to accept the wages. No hope. That's among the saddest words I'd ever hear. Robert, there's no hope. And I want to tell you tonight, there is hope. There's hope for you tonight. But then in the morning, maybe when I be, maybe later on in act, as I tell you about George, a lovely, lovely man. Just in a flash, couldn't believe it. So the night, as I have come up with stumbling words, what about it? Why are you standing tonight? God loves you so much. God wants you to come into this wonderful, wonderful relationship with Him. We'll close by singing 405. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. We'll rise and sing. That's wonderful.
You be free from your burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? The has wonderful power in the blood, and his powerful wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, a wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, all the Lamb, there is power, power, a wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, a wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb, there is power, power, a wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Oh, would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, a wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, a wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, and the blood shall never lose its power. And oh, never, no, never, Jesus' blood avails for sin forever. Oh, it shall never lose its power.
Hallelujah. Lord, we want to bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord, there's power in the blood. Lord, there's relationship. Lord, this wonderful life that you've given us, Lord. And I just pray tonight for our, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters here, Lord. Lord, if there's any who said you're full, I pray, precious, mighty Holy Spirit, you convicted of sin, each one repenting and being born again, going on to bring great honor into you. I pray, Lord, you'll bless this church. Lord, you still have great plans. Lord, we believe the best is yet to come, and we give you all the glory. And again, Lord, for the food you've lovingly, graciously, wonderfully prepared for us, please accept our grateful thanks in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, you'll bring everyone home in safety. All the glory, all the praise, all the honor, Lord, unto you. Amen, amen. Thank you.